Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. And we do want to say hello to Bill Kiesling, who's got that Shuck and Jive site, and he's visiting us tonight here from his hometown of Sacramento. And how's that? That site looks awesome, man. Seriously, Bill, I saw that design that you sent me, and also the link on the Steve Bozell lawsuits page. It looks cool. I especially like that. It's like green. Or you're doing something different. You're always doing something completely different and completely creative. I really enjoy it. But it's an unofficial page, so anything he puts on there that sucks got nothing to do with me, I think. Or anything on that page that's very, very cool has nothing to do with me either. 1-800-449-8686. The film Battlefield Earth has opened. This is a film based upon a book written by L. Ron Hubbard. And L. Ron Hubbard is the founder of a philosophy, if you will, called Scientology. You may have heard of it. It is certainly, at least in some areas of the country, big. And we have on the line with us a cult expert, Dr. Jim Sadler, to talk about Scientology. And I really don't, you know, I don't know what a cult is, Dr. Sadler. It's tough for me to know. And I don't know if you have a definition of that. Dr. Sadler?
Yes, Phil. I guess you want me to answer the question about cults.
Yeah, what is a cult?
So really, what we call a cult is anything really that is non-Christian and non-allied with the Judeo-Christian philosophy of our country. But I want to go back to what you were saying about Scientology.
Is Scientology a cult?
Oh, absolutely. And it's a cult that we have been defeated by. I think it's the very first cult that has won the war. And I say that...
Why? I mean, they have won the war for what? For kids? For hearts? For minds?
They have won the war for the hearts and minds of the weaker individuals who need the cult to lean on. They have won, and it, I think, is the first real victory. Scientology is competing, basically, for the attention of the religious people. It's a regional phenomenon, Phil. First of all, it's located mostly in Southern California. There is a bastion of Scientology in Clearwater, Florida. They need to spread their message, and when they do spread their message, it is very alluring, it's very compelling, and now the defeat is complete. And
you are saying that you cannot defeat, as a cult expert, you cannot defeat Scientology.
They have won, in my opinion, and it's emotional. It is very discouraging. We can certainly take another run at them.
Why have they won? Why do you feel that Scientology has won?
Two reasons, Phil. I'll give you two reasons. Tom Cruise and John Travolta. Tom Cruise will be opening in the film.
Are they Scientologists?
Yes, they are.
Uh-huh.
Tom Cruise opens in Mission Impossible 2. John Travolta is opened in Battlefield Earth. These two men have an appeal to 25 to 54-year-old women. Women who absolutely idolize Travolta and Cruise because they are macho action stars. You look at these guys, women look up to them. Travolta and Cruise, and because women, and this is very delicate, and I don't quite know how to put this. And
all right, but hold on. Women look up to them, 25 to 54-year-old women.
That is the demographic. But let me say this, Phil.
And yeah, but how does that mean we've lost?
Let me say this, okay?
Right.
Women, and God knows I love women. My whole life, I love women, and I've been a little bit of a person who I got into some trouble because I do love women so very much. But women are not equipped to understand the subtleties of the propaganda of Scientology. They don't know what's happy to them, even when it's happy. And Scientology's breeding center, wanting to get younger women to breed with their fatal level males.
Whoa. Now, you're telling me that women are going to be brought into Scientology because of their love of John Travolta and Tom Cruise.
That is correct.
To breed with what?
Phaeton-level men. And
what are Thetan level men?
These are the highest level of Scientology men. They need to have what is called the. They need to have their an emptying of the essence, and in so doing, breeding more.
Emptying of what?
They need, I guess, to use the crude terminology, they need to have their pipes cleaned. Now, these are some very important men in the Scientology movement. They want to bring new membership in. They're going to do that by putting Tom Cruise and John Travolta in $2 million movies. The women are going to go see it. They're going to want to join Scientology as the result because they love Travolta and Cruise. They'll go ahead and have sex with the men in Scientology, create more Scientology-style babies, and then there's going to be lots of Scientologists, and we've lost.
We've lost.
We've lost the battle with Scientology. It's as simple as that. Now,
let me ask you something about Scientology. Dr. Sadler, what is an E-meter?
The E-meter logs, it's a way of judging your past discrepancies and figure out where you're at.
What is to become clear?
To purify oneself physically as well as emotionally. The Thetan level males empty themselves of the essence of the pure potion. And
you're talking about them having sex with the younger women.
The younger women who go to the Travolta and the Tom Cruise movies. Now, you need to understand something. John Travolta and Tom Cruise are well-known Scientologists. When women go to see them in their films, they'll want to become Scientologists after seeing them. The other thing that is very interesting is that John Travolta is in the film Battlefield Earth.
And now, that is a book written by L. Ron Hubbard.
That is correct. That is L. Ron Hubbard's autobiography about how he got free of some space alien and came to America and moved to Santa Monica. It's really out there.
This guy has started this religion based upon his book Dianetics, and obviously has a lot of followers.
Yes.
And he believes he came from outer space.
My understanding. But that be that as it may, with Tom Cruise and John Travolta leading the way, more young women will want to breed with Tom Cruise and John Travolta and make Scientology-style babies. Now, the problem is they are very alluring to 25 to 54-year-old women. The only ones that can breed are 25 to 44. That leaves 10 years of women that can't breed or have Scientology-style babies. So there's going to be a lot of pissed-off women. That's where I think we've got our opening.
We're talking with Dr. Jim Sadler about Scientology. Two films are opening nationwide. One, Battlefield Earth, starring John Travolta. The other is Mission Impossible 2, starring Tom Cruise. Both of these men, are we safe to say they're Scientologists? They are Scientologists. And Dr. Sadler is saying that because 25 to 54-year-old women are enamored of Cruise and Travolta, they'll want to procreate with Scientologist men, have more Scientology babies, and their cult will continue on. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800, is that our number? Why did I forget our number all of a sudden? 1-800-449-8686 as we talk to Dr. Jim Sadler. You mentioned Thetan level males. These are the ones that are the highest males in the Scientology.
They are the highest level male. There are sub-level males. These are the highest males who are part of the E-meter. They have become clear, and they will, they'll do the bump ugly with, some fresh meat. The fresh new meat, which is brought into the herding house, will then be separated according to age and looks. Then the Thetan-level males will take their pick of the new fresh meat that has been driven into the stockyard by Tom Cruise and John Travolta, and the movies that they make, which, by the way, Phil, Battlefield Earth is the worst piece of garbage that I have ever seen in my 41 years on this planet. I've seen some real stunkeray. I mean, some real foul-smelling stuff, but Jesus. I mean,
okay, I get it. It's bad.
You got it.
All right, Battlefield Earth. Portland on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am. Hi.
Hi.
We're talking with Dr. Jim Sadler here. Yes, ma'am. You're on the air.
Well, here's the deal. I'm listening to the doctor here, and I'm completely flabbergasted that someone who purports to love women so much can say that these women are going to be brainwashed by seeing Tom Cruise.
First of all, Tom Cruise and John Travolta are very alluring young men to women.
Yes, they are. They're alluring. I'll go see both those movies. And I'm a big fan of both of them. But the problem is that I'm not sitting around looking and going, oh, my God, Tom Cruise, they're Scientologists. He's a Scientologist. I've got to go out and have some Scientology babies.
Let me ask you,
I mean,
have Scientology babies.
Give me some credit for having a logical thought in my head.
Right. Well, let me ask you a question. Are you aware that John Travolta and Tom Cruise are Scientologists?
Yes, I've been aware of that for quite some time.
Do you find it interesting that they're going to make a movie out of this L. Ron Hubbard book?
He was a science fiction writer.
If John Travolta wasn't a Scientologist, they wouldn't even this Battlefield Earth script wouldn't have seen the light of day. Wouldn't have seen the light.
Yeah, but that's true about a lot of scripts. Actors, especially prominent actors, find a vehicle, they back it up. Tom Hanks did it with Forrest Gump. Forrest Gump was dead if it hadn't been for Hanks, okay? So what's that? How's that unusual?
Well, yeah, you know, I think you're both crazy.
You're insane. Oh, my God, you're so insane. Phil, I've been listening to your show for about a week now.
In
so
one
I
of
just
my
discovered
experience,
it,
I can,
and I
concluded...
And I can't even believe some of the people that are on here. Are
listen
they real?
To me. In one of my experiences, I concluded that 43% of women become moist at the sight
what
of John.
What does that have to do with anything?
That has to do with the fact that you love John Travolta. You love Tom Cruise.
And we're going to be brainwashed because of that.
And you'll make
making Scientology babies. You're insane.
No, I'm not insane.
I have somebody
because
at my door, so I have
you,
to go, but
well,
I really appreciate
you. You better hope it's not a Jehovah's Witness.
You're very entertaining.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Thanks. 1-800-449-8686. Dr. Jim Sadler is on the line with us here with Tom Cruise and John Travolta coming out with new movies. There is a real fear that more Scientology-style babies will be... What does he mean, Scientology-style babies will be born to new mothers who will breed with the higher males in Scientology because they love Travolta and Cruise? Okay, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Dr. Jim Sadler is with us talking about Scientology, the new film Battlefield Earth, which is starring John Travolta. Also, the forthcoming Mission Impossible 2. Both of these men, Cruise and Travolta, Scientologists. And Dr. Sadler, who is a self-styled cult expert, feels that with these two men, with the influence they have over women in this country, we could have lost a major battle against cults and Scientology. Dr. Sally, you had something?
Yeah, Phil, I asked Craig Taylor, your engineer, to put up the song. I think this is indicative, really, what we're talking about. Saturday Night Fever was a film that John Travolta was in. There is a purposeful obfuscation in the films that Mr. Travolta's in. Listen to, is he playing it now?
Yeah, this is, what is this?
This is a song called More Than a Woman. And I want to listen to this, and I'll tell you what I'm talking about. You can't even understand what he's saying, you know? Can you understand him?
Well, suddenly you're in my life.
Yeah, but yeah, the women don't know what he's singing. It's just mumbling. That is a Scientology... Okay, go ahead, Craig, turn it off. That's a Scientology trick to make you think you're hearing something when you're not.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686, Miami on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes, I have a question for the doctor here. who apparently thinks he's so intelligent about women. I'm a 28-year-old Hispanic, and I love John Travolta. I love Tom Cruise.
Of course you do. Of course you do.
Yes. And the thing of it is I go to the movies, and I watch them, and it's just purely entertainment. That's all it is. I go, I watch the movie, I have a great time. Do you think I have time to follow what these people do away from the movies?
Well,
I don't give a damn what they do, you know? What they do on their time, that's their business. I go home, I don't think about it ever again. So how are they going to influence me? You're totally, you know what, you are a loony bin. That's what I think that you are.
Well,
I think you're crazy.
I was
driving down the road, and I had to talk to you, because you know what? You are one crazy son of a gun. Let me tell
you.
You do dance, right? You're completely crazy.
Do you dance?
I love to dance.
There you go.
I love to dance.
There
but
you
the
go,
thing
Phil.
Of it is,
why
that,
is that? What does that say?
What is dancing? What does dancing have anything to do with it?
She doesn't even know. She doesn't even know, Phil. Explain it to her.
Is there a tie-in between Travolta?
Yes, Travolta's dancing.
How is there a tie? I love to dance. I don't
John
even dance
Travolta's
with Travolta. I dance
dancing.
To Latin music,
the
you know? Give me a break, guys.
The number one thing John Travolta's known for is dancing. You dance. You're
yeah, so what? So what? Everyone
how
else dances.
How long will
who
it be?
Who cares?
Well, let me ask you
know?
A question.
I think you're off the wall,
as
buddy.
As a result
get
of that
life,
information,
you know?
How long will it be before you have sex with a Scientologist?
Never. Because, you know, I am a Christian.
You've
I am not
made...
a Scientologist, nor would I ever want to be a Scientologist.
Are you clear?
Ever.
Are you
do you
clear?
Understand what I'm trying to say?
Have you reached clear?
Excuse me?
She's not a Scientologist. Being clear is the high level of...
I'd like to hook you up to an e-meter and see what's going on with you, because there's something
well,
going...
let me tell you
there's
something,
something
buddy. I think
you.
You're off the wall. I think you're completely off the wall, and I don't even know why they even have you on the show. I don't even know why they even give you a voice.
But
you know, you're
you
not speaking for me, and you're not speaking for anyone else out there. Let me tell you something, buddy.
You
know, you're talking about
movies.
Someone who lives in
Madam,
California.
Madam,
you know, I live in Arizona.
Allow me to... You live in Arizona?
Yes, I do, but I'm visiting. I'm visiting in Florida right now.
You see the lying? Do you see how the lying starts? You may think that the movies are entertainment, but soon you'll be a Scientologist
zombie. Oh, well, yeah,
zombie.
They're entertainment, buddy, and that's all they'll ever be.
No,
you know, I don't care
me.
What John Travolta does
but
on his personal
listen to what
time.
I'm
going to
say. Soon you will be a Scientologist zombie with
you know?
Your legs above your head.
You know
and
what?
Then
I know,
you'll
I'm
know.
Not going to waste my time talking
then,
to you
then you'll
I
know.
Think you're just a crazy son of a gun.
I'm not a crazy son of a gun. You'll have your legs above your head before sunset. Hello?
She's gone. Here is Tustin on the Phil Henry Show. Hello?
Gentlemen, I am calling because I doubt the doctor's status as a cult expert. Number one, religion does not achieve cult status because it's not Christian Judeo. Look at the Mormons; they are a nationally known cult, and they call themselves Christians. Hindus are not Christians.
Wait a minute. Why do you call them a cult? Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait, lady, can we ask you a question?
Sure.
First of all, we don't know whether you're an expert on anything either. Secondly, you just called Mormons a cult. Where'd you get that? Yeah, get out of here. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Gainesville on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Yes, sir.
Very good, Phil.
Thank you.
What is the definition of religion?
Well, the definition of religion is any system, philosophical system, which purports to create in man a state of mind apart from psychology or behavior. That is, a state of mind which is divorced from behavior psychology and transcends that into a state which man traditionally calls spirit or spirituality.
Okay.
It is a created state of mind, it is my belief. I do not believe necessarily in the spirit or spirituality. I'm not here to comment on that.
Okay, well, what is it?
That is religion and you know, Scientology. Well, you're going to have a lot of women out there wanting to, you know, get their ashes hauled by John Travolta.
Yes, sir.
What are you going to do about it?
Sir, you said that, what is the definition of a cult? You said that was about, if you're not Christian. And you're
all right, well,
Christian.
We run out of time with all of these questions. Thanks for calling. 1-800-449-8686. It's the Phil Henry Show, and we'll be back with Dr. Jim Sadler here talking about Travolta, Cruz, and Scientology. We'll be right back. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Dr. Jim Sadler, what was the point, Doc?
Phil, I wanted to say that a lot of people are asking, well, how can John Travolta and Tom Cruise influence people to be members of Scientology? They have two enormous films coming out, and they do have...
Yeah, Travolta has Battlefield Earth, which is out, and Cruise has Mission Impossible 2, which is not out yet, but is coming out.
Right. They have what is called the Scientology Mind Trap. Are you trying to tell me, okay, are you trying to tell me that when John Travolta walks down the street, women don't go completely nuts? Get out of here. And what about when Cruise walks down the street? They go out of their minds. That's what I'm talking about. Phil, it's a good day to be a Scientologist because if you're a Scientologist, you are going to be getting a barrel full of ass these days.
And all right, you know something?
It's true because of the fact that the women, 25 to 54, are going to want to bang a Scientologist, and that's just the way it is. You know, it blows me away that you can't get this.
It blows me away that you think just because these two guys are coming out with a movie, every woman...
Women are weak. They are weak intellectually. That means that they... when they see the Scientology, they're going to want to go to bed with one and make a Scientology-style baby.
I still don't see it. Palm Springs on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm a woman within the age group that the, I guess, expert, if you want to call him that.
25 to 54.
Yes, I'm 33, and I have no intention or desire to have sex with either one of them. Not that the women who want to could, because it's not like you can go sleep with anyone in Hollywood.
Well, you're telling me that women don't go absolutely nuts when Tom Cruise walks into a restaurant? Get out of here.
No, I think they're attractive men, but so are a lot of Catholics I know, so are a lot of Jewish people I know. I'm not going to convert for every man that I think is good-looking, and I don't want to have sex with every man I think is good-looking either.
Of course
you're
not.
You're a male chauvinist pig.
No, but you were talking about Tom Cruise and John Travolta, the two sexiest guys that have ever been.
Right, and how do you think that their wives would appreciate them being Scientologists and knowing they're going to go around and sleep with every woman? These people are married.
Well, I don't think the doctor's saying that they're going to sleep with every woman, but they'll induce women to join Scientology so that they'll sleep with the other...
With the Satan males, with the Scientology male.
Oh, but not with
male.
Tom Cruise and John Travolta.
Well, I don't know.
Well, you're saying we want to sleep
required.
With them. If we can't sleep with them, then, you know, why
no,
bother?
No, that's what I'm saying. You'll want to sleep with any Scientologist. That's how strong their mind powers
no,
are.
No, you're saying if they look like Tom Cruise, we want to sleep with Tom Cruise. Now you're any Scientologist.
You don't.
You're
think...
not a woman between the ages of 25 and 54, so you don't know what the hell you're talking
about.
Well,
you know,
you're mentally
good,
weak.
That's a good point.
We're intellectually weak.
Well, that's a good point.
What
but
the hell
I've,
is that?
I've gotten around in my life. I've been
obviously you're a male chauvinist.
Yeah, I've been to
you
bed with a lot of women.
Women as objects. You say we're intellectually weak. I know.
No, I didn't
around.
Say intellectually weak. I said emotionally vulnerable.
No,
it's a very big difference.
Weak.
You wouldn't know it to look
the
at me,
women
but
that
I've
you
been.
You slept with, you may know, and obviously.
I have been to bed with a lot of women, and I'm not a
and
very good looking man.
All losers, if you can generalize and say all women
Listen,
are intellectually
no,
weak.
No, what I'm
sure
trying
the women
to
you slept
point,
with are losers if
the
they would sleep with you. They may be intellectually
you
weak.
You don't think that you want to sleep with them, but trust me, after you see Battlefield Earth and Mission Impossible, you will reach down for a couple of ankles for a Scientologist.
Really?
Because
I've seen all their movies, and I think they're good-looking in all of them. I don't know why, you know, Scientology...
Well, Battlefield Earth is a movie... Battlefield Earth was written by L. Ron Hubbard, who is...
There you go, Phil. Battlefield Earth is the autobiographical account of L. Ron Hubbard coming here from another planet or whatever he thought he did and landing here and then going out and gathering and hunting for food... and eventually setting up a compound.
Well, let me make another point about that song.
Uh-huh.
First of all, that was a Bee Gees song. Are they Scientologists? What does that have
no,
to do with John Travolta?
That is a John Travolta
a
movie.
Song?
That's
what
a John Travolta movie.
Okay,
that's
but
a John
it's a
Travolta
song. So because they're humming?
Tell me what they're saying.
Because they're mumbling?
Tell me what they're saying.
I don't know what they're saying. I don't particularly
there
like
you go.
The song.
What? Because it,
but it's a
listen.
Bee Gees song.
Blah,
what does that have to do with Scientology? Now you're saying
Madam,
like...
I said it's
you're
a John
like
Travolta
Dr.
film.
Singing it. It's the Bee Gees. They're not even psychologists.
You know, there's
you
only the one thing worse than a woman who is emotionally weak is one that runs off at the mouth.
Well, let me tell you another thing. How about Kirstie Alley? Kirstie Alley is a leading Scientologist. She's been one before John Travolta. She brought all these weak men into it.
No, I put a feed bag on her.
So why doesn't she have any power?
I put a feed bag on her.
Oh, she's a woman.
Well,
only the men can be these men of power and can just lure us women into them.
I'd lean her over a barrel. I got no problem with Kirstie Alley.
Okay, well.
Okay, so you'd have sex with Kirstie Alley. What has that got to do with you wanting to be a Scientologist?
This is the first that I've heard that Kirstie Alley is a Scientologist.
Well, of course.
Are you telling me that she is?
Yes, she is. She brought John Travolta and Tom Cruise into it. So I guess the men are intellectually
weak.
I'm
interested in Scientology. I
didn't
know that.
I should become a cult expert.
Any man would do Kirstie.
Degree?
I'll tell you this. Any man would do Kirstie, even though she's an ugly ass dog. But that's power. You see, that's...
Oh, God, do we have to insult the woman now?
It's true.
No, because he's a chauvinist.
I would sleep with her.
You've got to insult women.
You'd sleep with Kirstie Alley.
Yes, and you would be a Scientologist, too, right?
Yes, I would.
See?
See
so
what?
Obviously it's not just women that would do it. I guess men. So we have lost the battle. I think it's maybe stupid men.
Well,
women.
I don't think you know what you're talking about.
I don't.
That's the power of Scientology.
I'm not a Scientologist.
Yeah, well, you do Tom Cruise in the butt area, wouldn't you?
Okay, you are really out of line now, man.
No, I'm serious.
No,
I am telling you that Tom Cruise and John Travolta are so sexual that you love both of those men. Don't you?
All right, thank you very much for your call. What are you trying to pull here, Sadler?
I'm just trying to get the people to listen. I mean,
yeah, but I don't need you doing that. And turn the music down, will you?
But, Phil, it's the Scientology of it.
I don't care about it. They mumble, so it must be Scientology.
Phil?
What?
I'm sorry if I made you angry.
You don't have to make references to you do Tom Cruise in the butt area. What? Will you clean it up? Clean it up!
I'm sorry.
Just clean it up! Why does everything have to have something to do with sex?
I'm sorry, Phil.
Yes. And it's always have something to do with anal sex. Masturbation. All I want to do is have a discussion of Scientology, and the next thing you know, you do Kirstie Alley over a barrel.
I guess I've disappointed you.
No, you haven't disappointed me. You've come up to my expectations. Crap!
Let me just play this song again for you.
Turn it down!
I really think you should listen to Saturday Night Fever.
I don't want to hear Saturday Night Fever anymore. There's nothing in Saturday Night Fever that says, you know, you're going to be a Scientologist. Is there?
Well, I mean, I said that now that I know Kirstie Alley's a Scientologist, I want to be one.
And so let me get this straight. That proves that Scientologists are out to control the world? Because now that you know that Kirstie Alley's a Scientologist, you want to be one.
Yes.
You want her to breed Scientology-style babies, as you were saying.
Yes. See, I've proven my point.
You ain't proved Jack. You've proved... Oh, God. Turn the music up.
That's good, Phil. Now, I like that.
I'd rather listen to this crap than you. Hey, by the way, folks, you better turn your radio down. You're going to be a Scientologist if you listen to this.
You know, Phil, I always wondered why I would do Kirstie, because God knows when you look at her, it's like die, monster, die. But now I know it's the power of Scientology. I would never do a woman with an ass that large, but I...
Okay, thank you. Goodbye. I hung up on him. Turn it down, please. All right, Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Help. Phil Henry Show. This is the Phil Hendry Show, and our website is philhendryshow.com. So after that big speech I gave at the beginning of the show, we'll get it together. Don't worry. And we'd also like to remind you that we do have a CD for sale, the Best of the Phil Hendry Show 99 CD. Pick it up for $23.50, $3.50 shipping and handling, $20 for the CD. And the proceeds go to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. And we've made $132,000 with the sale of our CD since December 15th. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, going on 5 months that we've been involved in this campaign. And that is most appreciated. Appreciated. And also, the great people who work on the website, they work hard. See, I don't want to sound like I don't like any. I love everybody here. Love everybody at KFI and Premier. I just wanted to get that off my chest because sooner or later, you know, I want to do really cool interactive things. I want to have do what they do. It. The kids just came back from Disney and said that they have you can create your own roller coaster. You know, with your mind, you know. I want to do stuff like that I want to do virtual reality on our website eventually. I'd like to open a virtual reality brothel using our website. And I'd like to, eventually you can step into the world of Dr. Jim Sadler. You know, not just listen to him, but live with him for a day. And listen to him talk and smack his lips into the phone about Scientology. Anyway, as I said, one of the guys walked by our office earlier and said, Battlefield Earth is horrible. Don't go see it. And I used to take people's word for things like that, and I don't think I will. I'll probably go see that. You're going to run right out and see that, Craig? Battlefield Earth? Why? Because it's a sci-fi thing? It's probably going to be about as good as Mission to Mars, okay, which was, you know, not too good. And then Mission Impossible 2 is coming out in, what, a week? We're going to close the show tonight, in fact, with a song from the theme song from Mission Impossible 2. By the way, Melissa, our co-producer and one of our writers, someone very near and dear, well, a neighbor passed on, and she went back there to, you know, give her condolences and just to give her sympathies. And while she was there, she picked up some real bargains. I'm kidding, Melissa. I understand that you're... husband died.
Yes, he did.
Well, that's too bad. Do you want that coffee table? Because I can tell you, I'll give you $20 for it.
Well, no, of course. As a matter of fact, let me just get out my change drawer. Okay, great. Then they start doing business.
I'm really sorry to hear about your family. That child seat, I guess you won't be needing anymore, huh? Could I? Sure, that's $20. Oh, okay, that's great. Oh, man. Yeah, there's a time and a place. God. Oh, well. I went to an estate sale once where I don't know how to put this, but I was at the estate sale with a friend, and tapestries and sculptures and this kind of thing. And there was a woman there, and she said, well, my son died, and, and he was a nice boy, and he didn't have a wife, and he died very suddenly. And I'm leaving. My girlfriend says to me, he must have been gay. I said, why? Well, look at the stuff in his house. Well, what is it? Oh, yeah, okay. Anyway, see you Monday. I see, look at the stuff in his house. I was over at Schaefer's house this past week, and there's absolutely no difference, so...
Phil Hendry.
Roulette when you're placing your bet, so don't be upset when you're broke and you're done, 'cause I'ma be the one. why you wanna hate me. I know why you wanna hate me. Cause hate is all the world has even seen lately. I know why you wanna hate me. I know why you wanna hate me. Now I know why you wanna hate me. Cause hate is all the world has even seen lately.
It won't fly, but you made a point.
Judgment at sunrise. I'm there.
Does anybody really know the secret or the combination for this life and where to keep it? It's kind of sad when you don't know the meaning, but everything happens for a reason.
Everything happens for a reason.
I don't even know what I should say. Cause I'm an idiot, a loser, microphone abuser. I analyze every second I exist, beating up my mind every second with my fists. And everybody wanna run. Everybody wanna hide from the gun. You can take a ride through this life if you want, but you can't take the edge off the knife.
No, sir.
And now you want your money back.
Money back.
But you're denied, cause your brain's fried from the sack. And there ain't nothing I can do, cause life is a lesson, you'll learn it when you're through.
I know why you wanna hate me. I know why you wanna hate me. I know why you wanna hate me.
Are you a bone tosser?
Is all the world has even seen lately. I know why you wanna hate me. I know why you wanna hate me. Now I know why you wanna hate me. Cause hate is all the world has even seen lately.
Yes, I was in pain, but it hurt good.